Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan.
And I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
We're sticking with tomatoes for today's episode. Last week, we made a burst cherry tomato compote and salsa verde with tomatillos. This week, we're keeping it fresh and clean with a raw tomato salad with melons. And if you're still struggling to use up those tomatoes from your garden, we've got a tomato sauce recipe that will beat anything you can buy in the store. But first, here's Megan Meyer with a look at this week's news.
The nationwide egg recall has expanded to include more than half a billion eggs. The Centers for Disease Control said on Thursday that nearly 1,500 salmonella-related illnesses are now linked to the outbreak, which is 200 more than previously thought. Also on Thursday, the Food and Drug Administration reported that salmonella had been found in samples of chicken feed at the two Iowa farms blamed for the outbreak. And so-called frankenfish may soon make its way to your grocer's seafood counter. The FDA is holding public talks September 19th through the 21st to discuss the first genetically engineered animal meant for human consumption. The trademarked Aqua Advantage salmon reach adult size twice as fast as natural salmon and are sterile, a trait engineered specifically to prevent interbreeding with other species. The public consultation will last 60 days. Among the topics to be discussed is whether the salmon should be labeled as genetically modified. And this week, the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences awarded Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution an Emmy in the category of Outstanding Reality Program. You can learn more about all of these stories on our website, eartheats.org, or get updates all week long by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/eartheats. For Earth Eats, I'm Megan Meyer.
Heirloom tomatoes come in any number of different shapes, sizes, colors, tastes. They're in season in southern Indiana right now, so you see them all over farmers markets and on restaurant menus. Dave Talent knows all about using heirloom tomatoes in the kitchen. He's the chef and owner of Restaurant Talent in Bloomington, Indiana.
You know, the great thing about these heirlooms is that they don't look like the store-bought tomatoes. They're not perfectly round and perfectly red, and I mean, they just have a taste that's way above anything that you'll ever find at the grocery store.
Talent works closely with local farmers and says that at any one time he could have upwards of 120 pounds of heirloom tomatoes in the restaurant. Our recipe today uses just 3 slices of tomatoes paired with another seasonal ingredient.
We've had a lot of watermelon, so we'll use watermelon. And we take some feta cheese and marinate it with a little bit of mint oil. We toss that and some cucumbers and some radish with the watermelon and a little bit of the tarragon vinegar, a little bit of the mint oil, some salt and pepper. And so that's like a little salad that goes on top of the tomatoes. I mean, it's tomato, which is actually a fruit, and watermelon, which is, you know, definitely a fruit, kind of making them a little savory.
He said that he tries to not cook heirloom tomatoes when they're fresh in the summer and instead serve them raw, as in this dish. He'll make sauces out of heirloom tomatoes, but that's because he can get them at bulk prices.
Typically, though, like Roma tomatoes are ones that I'll make sauce or make my own tomato paste out of. And some of the slicers, like the locally raised slicer tomatoes, the ones that are the round yellow ones and red ones, they're still a million times better than anything that you'll ever get in a grocery store. They still taste really good. They're ones that have a little more meat to juice ratio. So, like, those are really good sauce tomatoes, the ones that are a little more meat to juice.
Listen to my complete conversation with Chef Dave Talent on our website, eartheats.org. We sent out a call for tomato sauce recipes on the blog this past week, and Helen Kopp of Georgia responded. She agreed with Chef Talent that if you're cooking tasty heirloom tomatoes, just cook them lightly so that they maintain their flavor.
Well, a lot of times if you have amazing tomatoes, fresh from the garden tomatoes that are so good you could just eat them like a piece of fruit, you don't want to waste those. So that I would just make a really quick sauce just so you can get the actual real flavor of the tomatoes. There's no need to concentrate it. So I just kind of chop them up and cook them for about 10 minutes. But if you're going to simmer something on the stove for 30 minutes to an hour, you put a carrot in there, it adds sweetness. You cook the carrots and the celery and the garlic a little bit. You've let it simmer and just cooked down so that it's thick and really sweet. And then the other thing is you puree it. So you've got this kind of thick sauce from the tomatoes and the carrots and the celery and onion, but you don't see the other vegetables. So you really get more than you think you're going to get with just the tomato sauce.
She says once you've made this tomato sauce, you'll never want to buy another jar from the store again. You can print Helen Kopp's tomato sauce recipe from our website. Give it a try and let us know what you think. Send us your recipes and comments to eartheats@gmail.com. With all the different varieties of heirloom tomatoes out there, I wanted someone to tell me which varieties were good for slicing and which were good for making sauces. Jim Kowalik was selling a slew of heirloom tomatoes at the farmer's market recently, and he took me on a tour of his tomatoes.
This one here is like a Cherokee Purple. It's really not a good cooking tomato because it's real juicy. Like if you make a sauce out of it, what happens, it has so much moisture in it that you have to really, well, we made a spaghetti sauce out of it, and it took like an extra 2 hours to get it down to where it was thick enough.
What would be good for making sauces then?
Your sauces are probably like your German Stripe or your Belgium Giants, because like I said, they're not quite as moist inside, and when you freeze them, these are better freezing tomatoes than the Cherokee Purples. These are Hillbillies. They're just an acid-free tomato. You can take one and slice it up and have it for one sandwich instead of taking a big tomato, cutting it up, and then having to put it back in the refrigerator where it's not in the... If once you break it from its skin, then it starts to deteriorate inside.
And then we have two different types of cherry tomatoes, it looks like.
Right. They call them a Christmas grape, and if you try one, you'll notice they're like real sweet.
Oh, wow. That's so good. It explodes in my mouth.
And these are yellow pears. They're just an old variety of tomato. It just adds color to a salad, you know, because if it looks good, you know it's going to taste good, right?
Talk about how you grow this stuff. Since you have so many different varieties, do you have to grow them differently?
No, all of our produce is grown organically, so we basically usually get the soil ready in the fall. So we add the ash to the soil to keep the alkaline down in it and stuff like that, and build up a little nitrogen. And we use, like, cow manure in there, which you don't want to use horse because of the fact that the stomachs don't digest the food enough, and you'll get a lot of weeds growing out of that.
But how long are they going to stay in season for you?
They'll actually stay to the first frost. And most of these heirlooms are pretty hardy, so they can even take one good frost.
Well, they're beautiful. Thanks for talking to me.
Match the descriptions of these tomatoes to their photos on our website, eartheats.org. While you're there, add your photos to our Flickr page. From the homepage, scroll down to the bottom right and click Add Your Photos. Let's go to the kitchen now for that heirloom tomato and watermelon salad.
Hi, my name's Ryan Gluck, and I'm a line cook here at Restaurant Talent, working garmage.
What was that?
Yeah, it's basically cold side salads. Yeah, we also handle the fryers, all the fried food that comes through here.
So how many of these salads do you think you've made in your life?
At least over 100 now at this point. We're a good way through this menu. We typically sell at least 20 of them a night, if not more.
Glock sliced three large slices of tomatoes for the base of the salad.
One's like a green-yellow, the yellow, red, and an orange. Make the salad for it now. A little handful of cantaloupe, handful of watermelon. I'm also going to add some shaved vegetables here, a little bit of cucumber and a little bit of radish.
Talk to me about how you made this feta that's soaked in that green stuff.
It's mint oil that it's marinated in. What we do is we take mint and parsley together, and we blanch it off real quick and shock it. Might spend 10 seconds or so in the blanching water, and we'll put it in the food processor with some canola oil and let it spin until it gives up all the chlorophyll and the flavor of the mint, and then we'll cube up the feta and let it sit and marinate at that so it takes on the mint flavor. What goes on top of the salad, we call them longartines. It's basically bread that we shave real long and then bake off real nice and thin. It's kind of like a cracker.
So now we're adding even a little more green to this.
Yeah, a little micro basil salad off to the side of it you can mix through. Kind of picking through here to find the nicest stuff.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
To that microgreen salad, I'd add just a little bit of salt and pepper and a vinaigrette from the melon salad.
It's just real simple, keeping it simple.
Oh, yeah, real clean, real fresh.
Next to the heirloom tomatoes, the vinaigrette is the star of this dish. Glock explained that a basic vinaigrette is 3 parts oil and 1 part vinegar. He takes the mint oil that was used on the feta and combines it with tarragon vinegar, mixes it by hand in a bowl with the melons, and then pours everything in the bowl on the salad. A little slice of heaven.
Tomatoes aren't limited to savory dishes, though. Kristen Talent, the restaurant's pastry chef, makes an heirloom tomato dessert.
She'll take heirloom tomatoes and puree them and take the juice and turn it into a sorbet. So, and she makes the sorbet so it's not crazy sweet like you would think sorbet would be. It's got a little bit of a salinity to it. You know, she uses some sea salt and keeps it in balance so that when you first taste it, it tastes tomato and then it's sweet and then your brain's kind of like, wait a minute, what did I just have? With that, she does a basil semifreddo, which is kind of like a little basil ice cream, and these little phyllo crackers that she does with basil sugar. You know, we do a basil syrup, and so there's like sea salt, and so it's like sweet and salty and like crunchy, and then we do some really thinly sliced, almost like carpaccio style tomato on the bottom. You know, so there's like raw and crunchy, and there's all kinds of different textures going on.
We'd love to hear about the crazy ways you've come up with to use tomatoes in your cooking. We're also looking for salsa recipes. Send us your recipes to eartheats@gmail.com. And hey, it might just end up featured in the podcast. Make sure to catch every podcast from Earth Eats by subscribing to us on iTunes. Just search for Earth Eats.
Support for Earth Eats comes from Blooming Foods Market and Deli. Information at bloomingfoods.coop.
Production support also comes from goodsforcooks.com. Online at goodsforcooks.com.
Earth Eats is a production of WFIU Public Media. Thanks for listening. I'm Chef Daniel Orr.
And I'm Annie Corrigan. See you next time.